Well, I want to take you on a little journey, so if you will close your eyes for a moment and say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
my eyes have been opened. My heart perceives what your Spirit is trying to say to me. And my ears do hear what you're about to do inside of me. Amen? I want to take you to John chapter 14. And I want to kind of press in one verse, verse 26. The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. I put that word to the test this past week. I asked you to pray when Roy, who's been a friend from the time he was a teenager, had to have two surgeries last week, and two last week and one a few days before that. So basically, because of the open heart surgery that he had a few years ago, actually now 2 years, I believe, he's on heavy medication because they had to replace one of the valves. And let's say it this way, if it wasn't for the Lord, he wouldn't be in his body right now. He would have went home way back. So you got to remember, I've known Roy since he's a teenager. And when we separated from Grace Church, which was God's doing, I didn't see him for quite a while. And then, of course, his mom had two families, one with her first husband, which is Roy, and I believe one of his one sister. And then she remarried and had a boy and a girl from a second husband. So the last names are different. Okay? So Isabel called me, his mom, and we prayed, and she told me which room that Roy was in, etc., at the Bay State Hospital. And I told her, as soon as I can, I'm going to go visit with him, which was Monday. Well, I can't remember his last name. I try. I am getting absolutely nowhere. I mean, Roy, and then what you got is a great big blank. Can't remember for the money. I mean, now I've known the kid for years. Can't remember his name. Well, how are you going to ask which room he's in? Even though she gave me the room number, and I remembered that, which was wonderful. So I'm going to call Sunday night. I'm going to call Peggy, and I'm going to ask her Roy's last name. Well, the Holy Spirit said, no, will you trust me? Well, it's a choice, isn't it? You can either trust Peggy or you can trust the Holy Spirit. What do you think of them ads? All right. Well, Monday morning, Holy Spirit said, Peggy's still up. You know, she's going to be going to work, but you should call now. So, no, I'm not doing that. So I had another little bit of coffee. I had my breakfast. She's still on the job. You can text her and she'll send you his last name. No, we're not going there. I'm not going to do that. Either the Holy Spirit is a counselor and he's a comforter, or he's not available. All right? So, all the way into the city, because I'm going to go do a little bit of exercises at the Y. And, I am doing my best to remember. Nothing is, it's a total blank. So I began to pray in the Holy Ghost because I'm not doing well in English. Okay? And I said, Lord, this is really not funny. I remember the room number. She gave me 702. So it's fine. 702 is it. So anyway, long story short, I get myself ready to go and I start walking around doing my exercises. And I'm praying in the spirit because I'm still getting the thoughts. You could definitely call Peggy. She'll answer even if she's on the job. And I said, absolutely not. It's not going to happen. I'm going to trust that the Lord is my counselor. He's going to remind me of that young man's name. So I must have walked for at least, I usually try to do a half an hour nonstop, which was roughly 2 miles. Well, all of a sudden, I am closing in on my half hour, and I hear Van Horn. Oh. Then immediately, as I heard Van Horn, I remembered the park across from Grace Church is called Van Horn Park. You got it wrong, Kim. That's the next thought. It's not his last name. It's Van Horn Park, right? Not Roy Van Horn. So the accuser kept on going. I finished all my exercises. I did some lifting, etc. And finally got that done. Took a shower. Got into my clothes. Drive over to the hospital. And the accuser saw my case. You don't remember his name? You're not going to have the right place because she had told me 7th floor, 702. So when I go in, I now am going to ask for his room number. And I heard no. So I went left and I went to the old towers. And of course, it's only 6 floors. Well, that's definitely not the right corner. So now I want to go and right back to the place where you enter and you ask for their name, etc. I'm not going to do it. Holy Ghost, either he's in 702 or however it works. How many know there's pride involved too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So the next level comes. I get to 702. And there's a gentleman sitting down and they're talking. And I kind of peeked because they had closed the curtain. Unbeknownst to me, it was the doctor who had done the surgery, and they were having a little conference. So he says, come on in. And of course, there's Roy, big smile. He's totally happy. And I'm relieved that at least I got the right room. But now the accuser's still on my case. The doctor talks to both of us for a few minutes. Roy introduced me, blah, blah, blah. And that was fine. So the doctor leaves. We talk. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. The next guy. So finally, I said, well, I would like to anoint you with oil. He says, oh, please do. So I got close to the bed and took his hand, took the oil out. I anointed his forehead. And as I'm praying in the spirit. And all of a sudden, I heard, open your eyes. So I opened my eyes, and there's this wristband. Anybody know the name that was written there?
Van
Horn. I didn't want to share with Roy because it wasn't the time. He had other things on his schedule. But I walked out of there hired in a kite because the Lord was faithful to his word. All this to say, Can you trust the Lord to bring you something inside that you need for your own purpose? Because it's not all about names. It's about him being a counselor. To counsel you, to comfort you. Okay? And to remind you of everything that Jesus spoke to the disciples. You say, wait a minute, that's not what it means. Read it again. It's Jesus speaking, verse 25. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. My expression was some things. Just one word different. After all, you could call Peggy and trust her. Not that she doesn't have all the information. She's a wonderful woman. And then, oh, by the way, he told me to call Gail too, but I didn't do that either. I had enough of Peggy to fight. It's the truth. I'm not lying. All things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Well, I'm driving home. I'm excited. I'm grateful. And I said to the Lord, how much unbelief is still in me?
You want to go there?
It's not a good question to ask. And he reminded me, you don't have to focus on what's missing. Focus on the abundance that you have and that you've accumulated. Verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Do not. It's a commission. I'm trying to expose the deceiver and the accuser. I'm trying to take off all his snappy little ways that he wants to trick you and me to trust other people more than trusting him, to trust other situations or your computer or your telephone or whatever you have access to get a resolve instead of him. He'll try to push you away from everything so that he can get the glory in some other way, because he is an accuser. When I was able to kind of ponder the testings that still go on. Now, I've bowed my knee to Jesus when I was 27 years old. Okay? I got his baptism when I was 37. I mean, that's a lot of years. And he's still trying to trick me and to trust people rather than him. So, as you were sharing, John, about do this and celebrate what they've done. Don't ask any questions. But do what I'm telling you to do in spite of your emotions. Because sometimes we'd like to adjust somebody, either with the right foot or the right wrist, fist, whatever, depending on your circumstances. So what I'm saying to you today is you have the Holy Spirit. He's living inside of you. You've got him in seed form. It's the beginning of your walk with him. And he does give you more and more as you ask for more and more. If you check out Acts chapter 2, you'll see the manifestation of what God has done in JR today. When I was in the back with JR, the Holy Ghost came down upon him, and he got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and he's got his brand new language today. So the joy of the Lord is belonging to Jesus and no other. And we welcome him to the house of prayer. And we're very grateful to Vanessa because she's an evangelist, isn't she? All right. So, please, I'm not trying to accuse. I'm just trying to tell you we're blessed to have you with us. But I want you to bow your head right now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I'm getting to know.
That you have all knowledge.
Better than any books.
Better than any books.
Better than any DVDs or CDs.
Better than any CDs.
Television or radio.
Telephones or other communication.
You're resident within.
Your batteries don't wear down.
I don't need to plug back in.
Holy Ghost is there forever.
And ever.
And He will remind me
of what I need to do
and when to do it.
He will teach me
all things
and everything that I need.
He will give me a way
to get through a test,
no matter how big.
No matter how small,
I take faith in His ability
to counsel me,
comfort me,
educate me,
and remind me,
hallelujah,
of everything I need.
Amen
and amen.